The Phillies have released All-Star outfielder Nick Castellanos and will still owe him the roughly $20 million remaining on his contract. Castellanos addressed the move on Instagram, thanking fans for their support and shedding light on tensions that surfaced last season between him, manager Rob Thompson, and the front office. He says after being pulled from a game in Miami, he took a sip of beer in the dugout and was disciplined for it. The team hasn't commented on those claims. Well, parents, teachers, and community members pushed back last night against plans to close Motivation High School in Southwest Philly. Student safety was one of the concerns parents expressed during a community meeting with school district officials. Teachers like Motivation High's John Young told our news partner 6ABC their primary concern is students.
These are students that can excel, and I've seen them excel. And, you know, I fear that if we move into Bartram, we will lose some of these students.
The school's district master plan includes modernizing 159 buildings, combining facilities, and closing Motivation High and 19 other schools. Governor Josh Shapiro and 17 other Democratic governors will boycott a bipartisan White House meeting next week after President Trump uninvited two Democrats. The yearly meeting of the National Governors Association typically sees governors of both parties meet with the president. Shapiro has said that at last year's event, he convinced the Trump administration to release funds for green energy projects in Pennsylvania. This year, President Trump said Governors Wes Moore of Maryland and Jared Polis of Colorado aren't welcome. Outside right now in Center City, Philadelphia, patchy sunshine, actually quite a beautiful sky over the city. 35 degrees on this Thursday afternoon. Temperatures are going to be dipping down into the mid-20s overnight as we close out the work week on Friday. Expect similar temperatures to today. Mid-30s are expected. Sunny skies as well. Sunshine for Saturday. We warm up as we go into the weekend. Saturday, we're looking at the low to mid-40s, and we stay in the 40s on Sunday.